Accelerate Alaska, exploring the economic opportunities to unlock a greater future. This episode sponsored by...
This is Mike Ferris, president of Alaska Enterprise Solutions, the Xerox sales agency with offices in Anchorage and Fairbanks. Businesses who need a reliable supplier of quality office equipment turn to Alaska Enterprise Solutions. We provide multifunctional copiers, wide format printers, postage systems, and can handle all your scanning needs. And we provide professional support to keep things running smoothly. Let us show you how to reduce print costs with a free assessment. Alaska Enterprise Solutions in Midtown Anchorage, or visit AESAlaska.com.
Welcome to a new season of Accelerate Alaska. This season, we're exploring everything from the new tourism demand in the dead of winter up in Fairbanks. You will learn about farming opportunities, a true growth market, and how rural communities aren't just sustainable, but vibrant. For this first episode, I hope you indulge me as I tell you a little story that I opened up the conference with. There was this stranger. The stranger walked into a village. And the village told him to keep going. They were too poor. They could not feed him. The stranger said, "That's okay," and reached into his pocket and he pulled out a stone. And he said that this stone makes the most delicious stone soup. A couple of villagers were, "What's that?" And he said, "Oh, it's just the most delicious soup. But in order to make it, I'm going to need a cauldron." One of the villagers said, "Well, I've got one of those." He's like, "Well, then we'll also probably need some water." Another villager said, "Well, I can go fetch some from a stream." And another villager said, "Well, we'll probably need a fire, right?" And he said, "Yes, that's right." Next thing you knew, there were three villagers and a stranger sitting around a pot that was steaming. Some other villagers came by and they said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "We're making stone soup. It is the most delicious soup." I'm like, I've never heard of that. The stranger takes a sip and he's like, "It's coming together, but it seems to be missing something. It would be really great if we had some spices." The villagers look at each other and said, "Well, we have some spices." And they put it in the pot. Now, as you can imagine, with the spices and the water, there was an aroma floating above the cauldron into the village. And now more villagers were pouring around and saying, "What's that? Oh, it's stone soup. It's the most delicious soup." And people are like, "Whoa, can I have some? Oh, yes, that'd be great, but it's not done yet. We probably could use some more stuff." And then they added potatoes and beets and chickens. And wouldn't you know it, it became the most delicious soup. And it fed everyone. And they were so excited. When we're told that story as a kid, we're told that that is the power of community. But every visionary, every leader, every person in this room should know that story. It's not really about the community. It's about one person who stands up and says, "We can believe in something greater than ourselves. We can build something greater than ourselves." And he shares that belief. And they come together and they make something wonderful. Alaska is not a poor state. Alaska does not lack in intelligent people or industrious people. Alaska does not lack in money. What we've lacked for the longest time are the stones. And we've given up those stones to the them, the they, the others who should be doing things. My students' issues right now, it's not my fault, it's them, the teachers. It's not my fault that the economy is going to crap, it's them, the government. We are a land of stone keepers, and the problem is that we aren't holding those stones high enough. In 1964, Anchorage was ravaged by the biggest earthquake ever. And there was one man who went against the others who said, Anchorage will never be rebuilt. And he said, I'm going to build. And from this one building, the rest of Anchorage will come back again, bigger and stronger. And so Wally Hickel, in 1965, built the biggest building in probably the most vulnerable spot. And to this day, we owe him a big thank you because Anchorage grew from it. The color burnt orange probably didn't stand the test of time. His building did. Now, the others aren't in this room. I know all of you here are stoneholders because there's one underneath each of your seats. This is my Oprah Winfrey moment. You have a stone, you have a stone, and you have a stone. And I just ask that for the next few days, you ask other people about their stones. What do they want to build? Instead of offering suggestions, offer help. And if you don't know what your stone is yet, just hold on to it a little bit longer. Right now, it might be a little rough. It might be a little rugged. But eventually, it will wear down and it'll become smooth. And other people will want to build with you. This conference is a stone conference. It came from just one person, myself, saying, hey, let's change the narrative of this state. We need to be the people who say we can build, not they should build. So my ask to you guys is that you hold your stone, you hold it high, you build that village bigger than you could ever imagine. Because Alaska is not a poor state.
Do you enjoy this podcast? If so, go to accelerateak.com to find out how you can contribute, volunteer, or even bring an Accelerate conference to your town. accelerateak.com. This has been an Accelerate LLC production. The future is already here if you know where to look.